This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Most people can hardly remember experiences they had in their first 2,000 days of life, roughly birth to a little past 5 years old. But behavioral and developmental research, plus developments in neuroscience and molecular biology, have been pointing to how experiences in those first 2,000 days can affect the trajectory of a child's life.
It determines how well they do in kindergarten, how well they do in high school, how well they do for college, how well they do in getting along with neighbors, how well they're prepared for life. That brain development happens in days 1 to day 2,000.
That's Pastor Clifford Barnett, Vice President of the Smart Start Board of Directors and Pastor of Warner Temple AME Zion Church. New Hanover County Smart Start and the Wilmington Faith Community host the fourth annual First 2000 Days Wilmington Summit next week. Executive Director of New Hanover County Smart Start, Jane Morrow, says early childhood development is not just an issue for parents and caregivers, but for the entire community.
We really are inviting the whole community. It's our civic leaders, because they're involved in policy and funding. It's the parents themselves. It's the people who care for children. But it really is the whole community creating a system where children can thrive. Our goal is to try and make sure that children have the supports that they need so that they can flourish.
How do you convince a community that they need to think about those kids? What's in it for them?
So that's exactly the point of the summit is really trying to think about how do we have that conversation. So that conversation might look a little different depending on who you're talking to. From a business person's point of view, they might really want to think about who are my future employees? How do I want to make sure that people who come work for me are creative and team players and problem solvers and have the social emotional skills to do well at work? They may say, my current employees are parents and they need high quality childcare for their children, or they're not going to come to work and be productive. They may think about return on investment and knowing that the return on investment for high quality early childhood programs is about 8 to 10%. So it's a lot cheaper to get it right the first time. If we're talking to the early care and education community, it's how do we promote that professional development? How do we raise that profession in the community so that it's as well respected as any teacher is?
Working parents need childcare, but they don't just need a place where kids are put in a room and they watch TV and they don't interact with other kids or not interacting with any adults. We know through science that children grow, their brains grow like playing tennis back and forth. You know, that's why peekaboo works and that's why rhymes work, you know, because you're communicating with kids. Kids come out of the womb ready to communicate. They come out ready to communicate. So we know that. We know that they've got to have equipped child care. We know that kids who do well from 0 to 5 will do better when they go to middle school, high school, and further on down the line. It sets the groundwork for them becoming successful.
That was Pastor Clifford Barnett, Vice President of the Board of New Hanover County Smart Start, and the Executive Director of Smart Start, Jane Morrow. The fourth annual Wilmington Community Summit on the first 2,000 days is Monday, February 20th, 9 a.m. to noon at Life Point Church on College Road. It features guest speaker Michelle Hughes, director of North Carolina Child. Find more information at whqr.org.